Welcome to Insider Profile. I'm your host, Paul Schindler. Insider Profile is brought to you by CMPNet, the technology network. The latest news and features about computers, computing, the internet, and high-tech finance. Find it at www.cmpnet.com.
What is interesting about the internet is it gives people an opportunity to look at raw information that's there, and you can make up your own mind as to the quality of that information, and you can recognize the truth when you see it.
Richard Metzger is president of Disinformation at www.disinfo.com. He's not a conspiracy theorist, but he does play one on television. This former TV producer was working on a deal with Oliver Stone to produce a disinformation television show. When that fell through, he turned it into a website. There are lots of conspiracy sites on the web, but disinformation is one of the most widely respected. We talked to Metzger recently about conspiracies and the internet. Is the internet a significantly different kind of medium for the distribution of information about conspiracies, information that is supposedly being repressed by the establishment?
I think that the thing to keep in mind about the internet and conspiracy theories is that there has been a culture of alternative media for a very long time. And you can go back to investigative journalists like George Seldes and I.F. Stone. Back in the 20s and 30s and 40s, there were these sort of muckraking reporters that were around, and they were often very prominent men socially. But the thing to remember is that, again, there's been this tradition of the alternative press for a long time. And, you know, in the 60s, of course, you know, you had things like the L.A. Free Press that Art Kunkin did, and things like that popping up. It's now just easier to find this information. It's there on the web, and it's much easier. Obviously, the distribution of it is what is the issue. It's not so much that this culture is new or that it's been able to grow because of the access to the information.
So your contention would be that similar information has always been around, it's just now more widely available thanks to the internet.
I would say that's exactly what I'm saying.
Is this a more or less effective medium than previously existing medium for people who want to coerce and persuade?
I think that it can be, but I think that the reverse is also true. The web is a marvelous medium for mischief making. You know, I eagerly await the emergence of, you know, the Abbie Hoffmans of the internet, who really, I mean, that, you know, the thing that's interesting to think about is that something like the Rodney King beating videotape, which was shown around the world and had such a major impact, obviously, on American and world society, you don't need CNN anymore to get that kind of information out. I mean, if you have some highly inflammatory, you know, whatever it is. I mean, Rodney King's one good example. That the Flight 800 was it friendly fire email that went around is another example of this. Where if you can't propagate this information very quickly, yes, you can use the internet to persuade people or coerce them or brainwash them or propagandize them. But the reverse is also true. So the rebels can use it for their means too. As long as you've got good graphic designers on the rebel side, I think you can. Can do some serious damage.
I've heard you say that you're not a conspiracy theorist, you just play one on television, but why don't you help me understand what is your stance vis-a-vis the material on your website?
It's funny, I do often get called a conspiracy theorist, and it's inaccurate because I think that, if you look at the site broadly, it's trying to understand millennial madness, sort of cultural trends. And I think that what you see, the underbelly of what's on the internet, not the Hotwireds and the CNN.com, but, you know, the Apocalypse Now website, for instance, which is done by a fellow out in Los Angeles who has basically gone through and combed newspapers and found some very alarming information. And he has made a case, a very strong, very, very cogent case, that there is some serious weirdness going on, that we as a species had better sort of get our act together or at least look at what's going on and what road we're going down. There is a large amount of counterculture out there, and I think that I'm sort of a counterculture tour guide, if you will.
Describe the site a little for us.
Disinformation is kind of a portal to the underground culture on the net. I go through, you know, I go through and I comb through things, and I try to get the best 20 to 30 URLs that I think sort of get a sort of an alternative point across. Obviously, if you look at the site, I've got a fairly leftist bent, but I don't really have that much of a lefty axe to grind, because I'm not sort of doing the saying. I'm pointing out websites of other people and saying, this is what this person says. So I link to extremely right-wing sites, and I link to extremely left-wing sites, and everything in the middle. I think that it's a good idea to hear what everybody has to say. I mean, you know, the truth is not necessarily what the mainstream media is telling you, nor is it what, you know, some far-out conspiracy theory guy is necessarily telling you. It's somewhere in the middle. And I think that what is interesting about the internet is it gives people an opportunity to look at raw information that has not been in any way sort of processed or framed by a Dan Rather or a Cokie Roberts, but it's raw information that's there, and you can make up your own mind as to the quality of that information, and you can recognize the truth when you see it.
Do you have a staff that helps you perform this function?
Right now, we're sort of building the business, so we're trying to keep our costs low. There are some contributors to the site, but right now I do most of the writing, but also Brian Pang, who's the technical wizard on the site. He does a fair amount of the research himself too, and it's funny because I've noticed that our writing styles have kind of sort of melded lately, and it's really hard to tell where my writing ends and his picks up.
Thank you very much. You've been listening to Insider Profile. Insider Profile is brought to you by CMPNet, the technology network. The latest news and features about computers, computing, the internet, and high-tech finance. Find it at www.cmpnet.com. I'm your host, Paul Schindler. We'll be back next week with another Insider Profile.